on air. Okay. OBS. Good morning. This is Brother Mitch, Lexington Christian Church. I hope that most of you found me and found us in this broadcast this morning, because we changed the format a little bit. I did post a Facebook instructional video. Go down to, if you are on Facebook, on the Lexington Christian Church, scroll down till you see a black screen with white lettering that says live stream. Click on that and it will open this page for you. We did that for a few reasons, but primarily it's easier. We got a new camera, trying to get things situated. So if we can do it all from one format, it makes it a lot easier. There are several challenges using Facebook Live, which those guys made it so easy. I appreciate that so much. It's great, but different zones, different things that we use, sometimes they challenge those things. So this makes it a little easier when we're broadcasting from our own website. And then even if for some reason we have problems with Facebook Live, we can still continue on with our website. So the primary source of our broadcast from now on will be at lexingtonchristianchurch.com. Go to the live stream sermon page and you will find us there. Also, you will, if you scroll down, you'll see a gallery that has the older messages there that have been recorded and stored there for you to watch and enjoy if you choose to do so. So good morning. God bless you. I want to open up with a word of prayer, so let's do that. Father God, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord. We know that there's been blizzard weather in a lot of the country, and so we pray for those folks. We thank you, Lord, that here it's not quite that bad. So we give you thanks and praise. And Lord, we ask you to be with us during this service. Lord, we're grateful that even though we can't be in the building this morning, that we still can reach out to you through this media that you have provided. So Lord, we just ask you to bless this time that we share and let it be used for your glory and your honor. Lord, please. We ask it in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, glory to God. Isn't it great to be together, even though we're not in the house of the Lord? Amen. So, trying this new way of reaching out, we're going to do things a little different. But I'm going to get back to my scripture here and share with you guys. So let me get to that. And we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 17 through 19 is our entire text. So here we go. Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way, he took the 12 aside and said to them, "We are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priest and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. But on the third day, he will be raised to life." Praise God. Praise God. So here we have another incident, which, by the way, we're continuing on here with our study in the book of Matthew. And so here, as they continue on and go on down to the to Jerusalem, or actually they're going up to Jerusalem because it was up on the hillside. So as they're making their way through, you know, Jesus has been teaching all the way as he's headed to the holy city, and he is making making all kinds of new things understood. They're actually not new, but they're new to this group of people. Just like sometimes when we hear something out of the Bible that we've read 1,000 times, all of a sudden it comes across as new in our heart. But he is telling them the absolute truth. Jesus is showing them the way that it was intended to be interpreted, the way that it was intended by the author. And so here he's been teaching them about divorce and about forgiveness and all these different things. And now then, as they're on their way into Jerusalem, here he begins to take the disciples aside by themselves. And this is the third time now that he has told them that he is going to die. But this time, in predicting his death, he also gives more detail. He gives more information than he has given them in the past, because now he tells them that he's going to be handed over to the Gentiles, that he's going to be flogged and crucified. He gives all of these details that they didn't have previously. And so this then is something that is new information for them. But as we go on in this study, we'll see it just whoosh, just kind of went right over their heads, because they began to talk about again who's the greatest in the kingdom of God. So, you know, we have to be able to listen to the Lord. I mean, really listen, not just hear what we want to hear, but really listen. And it's so important when we read the scripture that we should always open up our prayer time, our scripture time with prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truths, which he promised that he would do. And the reason why it's so important for us to do that, and also to ask God to silence our minds, to silence our hearts, so that we're focusing on him, we're listening to him, we're hearing what he is saying, not what we want to hear, not what we have been taught that he said, but actually what he's saying to you. And to me, right now, in that moment, as we are reading and studying the scripture, you know, I have found out over the years, I've been in ministry for over 20 years now, but I have learned that as I read different scriptures, I've learned that over the years, they apply in different ways in different situations in my life. Does that mean the meaning changes? No, absolutely not. What it means is that my understanding is becoming deeper, that I'm growing more into the understanding of what God intended. But here's the thing. The mind of our God is so deep that we can mine his thoughts in the scripture our entire life and still never get a full picture. I mean, you know, come on, think about it. If we understood everything that God understands, that would make us God's equal. Or in other words, it would make us a God. So it doesn't work that way, folks. But he does give us what we need as we need it. And I praise God for that. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. It is awesome to know that God always gives us what we need to encourage our hearts, to strengthen our faith, to carry us through that difficult challenge. Now, here in this passage, he is telling the disciples what appears to be some pretty horrible news. As you first hear, wow, they're going to kill him. Wow, the Gentiles are going to take him off to the side. They're going to beat him. They're going to, you know, do all these things to him. They're going to flog him. They're going to beat him. They're going to put a crown of thorns on his head. But he goes on to say after that, but on the third day, he will rise from the dead. I mean, glory. You know, but again, when the disciples first heard, it just went right over their head. And we know because the very next thing we study is two of the disciples and their mother talking to Jesus about, you know, wanting to have the highest seats in the coming kingdom. And, you know, we have to be aware of the coming kingdom. We need to be focused on the coming kingdom, but we also need to be focused on service in this life. He put us here for a reason, and that reason is very clear: to serve other men, serving God by serving our fellow men, teaching them all the truth, bringing them into the kingdom. That was what he commissioned us for. That's what he called us into his service for, is to help others to meet Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, and then teach them to obey. As we obey, we set the example for those whom we lead. We set the example by our obedience. And does that mean that we're perfect? No. Does it mean that some people expect us to be perfect? Yeah, absolutely, but they're wrong. There was only one perfect, and they killed him because he was perfect. But we do need to strive to be better all the time, to be the best that we can be as representatives of Jesus Christ, his ambassadors here on earth. And wow, you know, sometimes we want to go to heaven maybe so much that we kind of overlook what's going on around us. Other times we get so caught up in what's going on around us that we forget about heaven. We forget about God even sometimes, and we get overwhelmed by all of the world problems and all of the politics and all of the garbage that's going on in the world. But, you know, there has to be a happy medium. We have to remain focused into what's going on in the world around us while remaining attached to the heavenly kingdom and to the God of the heavenly kingdom, to Jesus. He is anchor for our soul. And as we cling to him, he clings to us. And he will hold us firm in place so that we can take on all of the challenges that this world throws our way. Jesus will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He wants to be right here with us. He wants to walk side by side with us. He wants us as a ministry partner to fulfill his mission here on earth after he went back to be with the Lord. I don't know about you, but wow, that gives me Holy Ghost goosebumps just thinking about it. Getting to do the work of Jesus, and he said, we'll do even greater things than he did because he sent the Holy Spirit to live in us and to fill us. Wow. You know, there's so many things that I think that the church is missing today. The power behind the Word of God. You know, you think about the disciples, and they proclaimed the Word of God, but they also demonstrated the power of God through miracles and healing and all of these things. And I think that a day is coming soon, folks, when we will see miracles and healings and things in mass quantity happening again as this great awakening, this revival I've been talking about, is happening. It is beginning, folks. There's many people in prayer groups all around, not just the nation, but all around the world. Now, there are literally hundreds of thousands, millions of people who are praying every day and praying for revival and praying for you and praying for me. They don't know us in some parts of China, but they're praying for us as their brothers and sisters in Christ. And we should be doing the same
for them. Folks, there are people who, if you think we've got it bad in America, wow. Look around the world. Look into Korea. Look into, you know, places in all the Muslim dominant places where Christians try to live and survive, and they have to hide to have meetings, folks. They cannot legally own a Bible. The Word of God is not welcome into communist nations. And so it's so important that we keep socialism and communism out of America, because we need to have access to the Word. We need our freedom to worship. And folks, Jesus died just for that reason, so that we could be free, and free to serve Him, free to love and be loved, free to be able to express our love and our Christian love, brotherly love, sisterly love for one another, to be able to share the Word of God without fear, to be able to go out into the cities and the highways and the byways, to go down to the local grocery store, to go into the city square and take your Bible and proclaim the Word of God without fear of being molested, without fear of being arrested. And so it's so important. Jesus was expressing not only his death, but his resurrection. In these few short passages, there is so much for us to glean. So I pray that God will put it on our hearts, will move us in the direction of drawing closer to Him, more dependent upon Him, more in tune with Him, listening to the Holy Spirit, reading with an open heart, an open mind, allowing the Holy Spirit to truly guide and lead and teach us. And folks, you know, we have Bible studies in our church. We've canceled most of them, but next Sunday, we will be back in our church building. We will have our Sunday night Bible study this week. This Thursday night, we will meet for our Bible study. We're combining what used to be Tuesday night and Thursday night together into one night, Thursday nights. So at 6 o'clock Thursday night, you're all welcome to come and bring your Bibles, because that's what we use. That's the only thing we use in our Thursday night Bible study is the Word of God. And we just go through and we study. We're in the Old Testament, and there's a lot to glean from it too, folks, because, you know, the old and the new go together. You know, we can't have the new without the old, and we can't understand all of it unless we take it all together. God is good all the time. God is good. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful. There's so many things for us to glean from His Word. All the blessings, all the promises, standing on the promises of God. You know, that is a great song, but it's not just a song. It's a truth. We need to go through the Word of God and to pull out all the promises He made, such as the one I mentioned earlier. He promised He would never leave us. He would never forsake us, that He will be with us to the very end of the age. And that is a precious promise, to know that we never face any challenge alone. He's right there with us. And the question sometimes is, are we there with Him? But folks, I trust that these few words have been a blessing. I pray that you will be blessed. And I pray that, you know, next Sunday we're going to be in the church, but I'll be using this medium also, this media, to broadcast. So, you know, I pray that even if you can't get out, we have several folks that shut in. Charlie Jones, Deanie Ehart, we have Sister Connie. And we have others that have struggles, that have had struggles. Sister Cindy Kirkland and Gary Dan Chambers getting out in these in this inclement weather and cold weather. It's been a challenge, and I understand. And with all of the pandemic, it's been a time that's been perilous. It's been troublesome. I know many have been frightened and didn't want to get out, and that's okay. God's still with you. God still loves you. He's protecting you. He's put his blanket, his cover over you to protect you, whether you're in your home or whether you're out. But he is there with you, and we appreciate everyone who has been sick, not coming and sharing the sickness with us, you know, we pray for those who have been struggling through these illnesses, through the sickness, you know, and so we just ask, you know, that you pray for us too, because I guarantee you every morning, every weekday morning, as myself and a couple other guys meet, we remember the church. We remember our church leaders. We remember the church as a whole, the church around the world, and all of God's followers. And I encourage you to do the same. I want to give you a challenge. This week, from this Sunday to next, make it a point every day to pray for people who follow God around the world. You know, look at a map. Look at a globe, whatever you have handy. You know, you can look at the world on your phone and pick nations and just pray for the Christians and pray for the lost and pray for our leaders as our nation and the nation's leaders in other nations, because if they don't follow God, things don't go the way they should. So we need to pray. All right, folks, I think I've rambled on enough, and share with you that I love you, Jesus loves you, and let's close out with prayer. Father God, again, we come to you, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, Father, we love you, Jesus, we love you, Holy Spirit. We're so grateful that you came and taught us the right way that we should live, and the right way we should leave. And we thank you, Lord, that you paid a price with your own life. You purchased us with your own blood. But you also rose again to give us hope beyond the grave. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Bless all who are watching this, all who hear this. Lord, we pray it'll be a blessing to them, to encourage their hearts, to draw us closer to you, to light that fire in our hearts. We need you. We need you. We need you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. We will see you in church next Sunday morning. Service, Sunday school at 9, and church service at 10 a.m. God bless.